local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Coming up after the 5:30 break at 5:35, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joins us to talk about whatever we want to talk about, really. What's on his Thanksgiving plate? I'm curious to find out, seeing if he's off cloud nine from his Blue Angels flight over the NAS Pensacola at their last homecoming air show. And I'm sure we'll talk college football. Of course, Tanner, big Florida State fan. They have a cakewalk this week. and then Florida next week.
Yeah, at Florida. That's a big one.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll talk to him at 5:35. First check of the roads and weather are coming up right after our top three stories here as we get rolling on a Friday, starting with the latest in Israel. Israel is reportedly close to dismantling the military system in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, as its forces will start focusing on the southern part of the region. Israeli forces searched several hospitals this week, said they found tunnels and weapons in some of them. The deal also between Israel and Hamas to free 50 hostages for the return of Palestinian prisoners is reportedly in the works. So certainly keep our eye on that over the weekend and into early next week as well. House Republicans will make public most of the security footage that was captured on Capitol Hill on January 6, 2021. Speaker Mike Johnson says that 40,000 of the 44,000 hours of video will be posted online on a rolling basis. That's a lot of cameras.
Yeah.
The faces of private citizens captured on video will be blurred out. About 5% of the footage is being withheld because it contains sensitive security information. Also, an oil spill reported in the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. Coast Guard says the spill started yesterday near the Main Pass oil gathering pipeline system off Louisiana's coast. Coast Guard, Louisiana state officials are responding. There have been no reports of injuries or issues at the shoreline, so that is good news. The cause of the spill is not known at this time. Those are our top three stories today. Austin gets us caught up on the roads for the first time this hour.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. All right, so we didn't see a lot of action in the first hour, luckily, but towards the end there, we did see one accident reported at basically the intersection of North Davis Highway and Campus Drive. If you're traveling northbound on North Davis, perhaps trying to go over the bridge into Pace, you're going to experience some heavy backups there. Also, if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps coming from Nine Mile Road, you're going to experience some heavy traffic there as well. And lastly, the big one in Pensacola is, though it is lessening, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, expect some splotchy congestion there.
All right, there's that. Taking a look at our weekend forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
A beautiful weekend ahead across Northwest Florida. We finally lose the clouds. We lose the rain chances. Nothing but sunshine for Saturday and Sunday. We'll be on the cool side, though. We'll only have high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s, a little bit of a breeze. And low temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s. So if you are outdoors, make sure you have a light jacket, especially in the morning and the evening hours. That's your weather forecast for this weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Right now, down to 72. 59 for the low tonight with partly cloudy skies. There's about an hour and 15 minutes left to fill the Mayflower.
Again, because food prices are so high right now, it's just crazy. And with inflation, so many people are struggling. Working families are struggling. People who are living paycheck to paycheck are struggling. And so you can do something about that. One can will make a difference. $5 will help us provide food for a whole day for someone in need.
That's Dee Dee Flaunlocker with Mana Food Pantry. She says Mana helped more than 80,000 people last year. More than 66% of them were children. So the Fill the Mayflower Drive is happening at the Cordova Mall. You can't miss it. Right there in the parking lot across from Sacred Heart Hospital. That goes on until 6:30 this evening. Escambia Sheriff's Office this afternoon providing an update in a death investigation on Pensacola Beach. A 19-year-old man died after he fell from an open stairwell at the Sabine Yacht Club. The death investigation started at around 8 this morning and was initially being looked at as suspicious, though investigators now say there were no signs of foul play and it was accidental. Also, in the city of Milton, the new city manager wants to get rid of the drama during their meetings.
There is a total operational rebuild that needs to take place here. That's not an exaggeration. That's just a statement of condition of where we are. We know it behind the doors. We know it by the staff. We know it by the employees that are working here.
And Scott Collins says his plan is to accomplish that goal of making Milton the most responsible, accountable, and professional local government in Northwest Florida. Wants to do that within 90 days. Also in downtown Pensacola, a proposed high-rise hotel got approval from the City Architectural Review Board.
It will complement the skyline of downtown Pensacola. Remember, we have what at one time was the tallest building in the state of Florida. I think it's time for us to have many more tall buildings.
Brian Spencer from the review board there, the developers of the Hilton Hotel had to go back to the drawing board when their designs were rejected. At the time, developers said they didn't match the look of downtown Pensacola. 519, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the Strength for Life program schedule to remind you that it's football season. If you're a teen guy in the Pensacola area, Northstone Baptist Church's teen program invites you to participate in a guys-only flag football tournament we will be hosting this Saturday, November 18th. Bring some of the boys and join us for a 6-on-6 flag football competition on our 11 acres of property, and then food on the grill after the tournament is over. The games begin at 2:30 p.m., and the event will end at 5:30 p.m. The tournament is open to all young men from 7th to 12th grade. You can find Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola, just west of the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So look us up and join us for an afternoon of competition this Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 at Northstone. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good in-depth conversation with the PIO from PPD, Mike Wood, about that video that we've all seen involving the arrest, two officers and a female. Very interesting conversation. Got in-depth quite a bit about whether that's appropriate or not. The short answer is yes, nothing wrong with that arrest, but people don't understand because they don't know how arrests happen typically. Also talked with Administrator Wes Moreno from Escambia County about some of the things going on in the county. All of that and all the segments from the show you can find at newsradio923.com. Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw. Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Joe in Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home. Or maybe you're already off to your Thanksgiving destination. Maybe you took some extra time off. Would not be surprising as today really kicking off the Thanksgiving travel season here. Mm-hmm. Weather looks great for the weekend. 72 degrees currently, 59 overnight. And sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow a bit on the warmer, 77 the forecasted high, and it'll probably be closer to 80. Sunday's high, 70 degrees. Next chance of rain, really Tuesday, as a cold front's going to push through here, 90% chance of rain Tuesday, and potentially severe weather. And then Wednesday and Thanksgiving Day next week, sunshine and right around 60 degrees, so... That's a look at what the Thanksgiving week will bring us. And taking a look on the roads right now, Austin will get us caught up on that.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so we're looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and a lot of what we've been touching on hasn't changed too much. If you are traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, expect to be backed up just a little bit there. And if you are traveling either north or southbound, really, on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, expect some hiccups there as well. Lastly, one that's really been giving us trouble as of recently, if you are traveling on North Davis Highway towards the bridge to go into Pace, particularly where it connects with Campus Drive, there was an accident previously reported there that's given us a lot of trouble. Lastly, in the Pace and Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, expect to be backed up there a little bit also.
Okay. And you did get the accident 9 Mile at Scenic, right? You did?
Yeah. That's okay. The one I was talking about at Campus Drive.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. Taking a look at state headlines today. Potential tropical cyclone 22 expected to move across Jamaica, southeastern Cuba, and portions of the Bahamas over the next couple of days. The National Hurricane Center has reduced the chances it'll become a tropical depression or storm, but heavy rain and flooding is possible across those islands. Obviously not an impact towards Florida.
Yeah. And speaking of Florida drivers are expected to see cheaper gas prices this Thanksgiving. AAA says that the state average is currently $3.07. That is 15 cents lower than last week and 44 cents lower than this time last year. Florida is among 10 states in total that have seen the largest drop in fuel costs.
Florida leads the nation in the number of residents who sign up for health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act. More than 3 million people enroll each year through healthcare.gov.
4 out of 5 individuals who enroll in the Affordable Care Act will be able to find a plan for under $10 a month, which is quite amazing.
And open enrollment is underway. Consumers who enroll in an ACA plan by December 15th will have coverage for 2024 starting on January 1st.
And sports betting in Florida will continue following a ruling by state justices earlier today. The Florida Supreme Court unanimously denied a request to suspend a gambling option while a lawsuit plays out. The request was filed by West Flagler Associates earlier this month, on the same day that the Seminole Tribe relaunched its sports betting app for existing Florida customers.
And finally, the legal battle between Walt Disney World and Governor DeSantis will continue next month in Tallahassee. A federal judge is expected to hear arguments in the case December 12th as DeSantis and the new district overseeing Disney's property are trying to dismiss the suit that claims that the state retaliated against Disney because it spoke out against the controversial parental rights and education law, what the opponents call the Don't Say Gay Bill. National headlines today. President Biden signed the government spending bill last night. The two-step plan extends funding at current levels for some agencies until January, others through early February. It does not include funding for Israel and Ukraine.
And an effort to expel New York Congressman George Santos from Congress is now underway. House Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guest introduced a resolution today to expel Santos after the committee released a report claiming he violated federal laws.
President Biden meeting with the president of Mexico.
We've seen our cooperation to address historic levels of migration. And I want to thank you, Mr. President, and your team, I really mean it, for the cooperation and your leadership.
He says the two sides are working to address migration and fentanyl trafficking as his administration faces mounting criticism from both sides of the aisle over the handling of the southern border.
And according to the Carter Center today, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, wife of former President Jimmy Carter, is entering hospice care at her home. The 96-year-old First Lady, former First Lady, I should say, was diagnosed with dementia earlier this year. She will join her 99-year-old husband, who has been receiving hospice care of his own, at home since February.
Police this afternoon reporting multiple victims in a shooting at New Hampshire State Hospital. Police say the suspect behind the shooting is dead. The number of victims or their conditions is not currently known. New Hampshire State Hospital is a secure inpatient psychiatric hospital.
And call it an early Christmas miracle. More than 300,000 drivers in Southern California won't have to wait until next month for the I-10 to reopen. Repairs are going faster than expected, and traffic will be moving by Tuesday at the latest. Governor Newsom gave the update last night, saying the bridge structure is in better shape than they thought.
Yeah, also in Iceland, a looming volcano eruption has residents on edge.
I'm very scared, and I don't know what is going to happen. My house and everything. I have lived in my house for 40 years.
So a crack in the earth began to spread through the small town of Grindavik, and hundreds of earthquakes have been recorded thus far. All 3,800 residents have been forced to evacuate.
You know, I think that's something that we... In particularly this area, but also just in the U.S. overall,
sure.
That's something I think we're really lucky to not have to worry about. You hear about that in a lot of places around the world.
With volcanoes? Yeah, that's for sure.
Dangerous stuff.
It's an interesting question. Would you rather deal with hurricanes on a daily basis or a one-off chance of a volcano erupting in the middle of your hometown?
When you bring up the percentages, that's an interesting question, yeah.
5:30, we'll get Tanner's thoughts on that. It's an interesting question for him. Coming up 5:35. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden wrapping up a busy week at the APEC summit, which included meeting with Mexico's president in San Francisco today.
In our economic cooperation, we're growing our economies from the bottom up and the middle out, so not just the wealthy benefit, but all our citizens benefit.
Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says he wanted to make the case for the United States to resume a dialogue with Cuba, maybe even lift sanctions against them. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reiterating support for Israel at a pre-caucus Iowa campaign stop, said there should be less American interference in the Israel-Hamas war.
They don't need our troops or anything like that. They just need to be able to do what they need to do to defend themselves. And I think Biden, he'll say they're for, then he'll say ceasefire or pause or all this.
We're 2 months out from the Iowa caucus. Former President Trump will campaign in Iowa this weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers appears to be nearing its end. Preliminary results today show that UAW workers will likely ratify their new deals. Ford and Stellantis voting continues on into the weekend, while workers at General Motors have officially ratified their deal. The strike has been ongoing for about 6 weeks. GM's deal getting about a 55% approval from its workers, while Stellantis and Ford are showing about a 68% approval of the contract. And a coalition of attorney generals have reached a $6.5 million settlement with banking giant Morgan Stanley. The company is accused of compromising personal information of millions of customers nationwide after not erasing data from computers that were later auctioned off. States involved in the settlement include New York, Connecticut, Florida, Indiana, New Jersey, and Vermont. They'll all receive payments. In addition, the bank is required to strengthen its data security measures. On Wall Street, stocks up for the third straight week in a row. Today, light trading volume and only modest gains. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Pete Moore has the VW for you to drive on today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute. The Bills season is on life support at 5-5. On Tuesday, Buffalo fired offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey. Former Bills DC Leslie Frazier joined me and discussed what he's been seeing out of Josh Allen.
If you don't have to worry about him running and making those splash plays with his legs, then you're just going to play coverage. You know, in the past, people were always concerned with his mobility. Now he's running a whole lot less.
New OC Joe Brady should listen as it's time to let Josh Allen run again. I'm Zach Gale.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, 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 T-A-N-N-E-R, T-A-N-N-E-R, Tanner, 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 Tanner.
All right, Tanner Stewart coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We always go to him for the hard-hitting, serious questions that we have. So we'll get him up here in just a moment. One check here of the roads and weather first. Austin, anything going on out there?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by HCA Florida Healthcare. Sharp stomach pain? Advice is here. Consultant nurse answers. Advice around the clock. Consultant nurse HCA Florida Healthcare. They show up for you. Call 844-706-8773. It is free. Joe, looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, if you are traveling, if you are traveling on 9 Mile Road, particularly westbound, you are going to be dealing with some issues, perhaps. Just when you split from North Davis Highway, there is an accident that was reported there rather recently, and it's caused some backups. And also, if you were on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that congestion has heavily died down. But we are still dealing with a lot both north and south on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and 9 Mile Road.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at the weather forecast right now, it's 72 currently, 59 overnight, partly cloudy. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday, near 80 degrees tomorrow. Overnight low Saturday, 49, and then Sunday we'll have a high of around 70 degrees. So the weekend forecast looks pretty good. All right, we'll go to the phones, bring them on. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, thanks so much, and good to talk to you as always here. Didn't get a chance to catch up last week, so let's start here. It is now middle of November the 17th. We are less than a week away from Thanksgiving. Is there a discussion, debate, argument in the Stewart household about when is the appropriate time to begin the Christmas festivities and the Christmas movie watching?
Well, that's a good question, Joe. Good Friday, and glad to be back with you. It's been a couple weeks. I would say it's more of a discussion, not so much of a debate. We actually traveled to Memphis last week, is why I wasn't with you, and we had to deal with some family matters there. And we got to debate it. I come from a huge family in Tennessee, and half of them had their trees up already. Yeah. And now that was last week, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. The other half said, no, we don't do it till December or halfway through or right after Thanksgiving. But I have to say, walking into a home just shy of Thanksgiving with a tree in there, it feels good. It feels festive. I think I like it, and I'm all for it. Now, with that said, we don't have our tree up, and my wife loves the expensive hobby of having to get a real tree every year. So I would say if there's a debate or argument, it's more along the lines of why do we have to buy a tree again this year? We have three fake trees sitting in storage, and so yeah, maybe we'll go the fake route this year, hopefully so. But I don't know. As far as movies go, we have a list, Joe. We've come up with a movie list, kind of a running list this year. My daughter has watched The Santa Claus with Tim Allen about 17 times in the last 8 days.
Wow.
So we've got that one down. We got a whole list going, Joe. I can't wait. Love the holidays.
Well, I feel like you probably just disclosed your weekend plans, is that you're going to be out looking for a Christmas tree. I think that's what's going on there.
Well, fortunately, I have averted that situation. We're going a different direction, and we're actually heading east to Tallahassee for the last home game of the year. And that is so basically to say, okay, it gives us one less weekend. We don't have to look for a tree before Thanksgiving. So maybe we'll pull that fake one out before the week's over next week. If not, we're probably going tree hunting next weekend.
Is it dressing or stuffing?
You know, I don't know what stuffing is, okay? It's turkey and dressing, and I would do it once a week, if not more, if I could, all year long. I don't get that. It's Christmas, Thanksgiving. We do turkey dressing Thanksgiving, too. My brother and I both, we are pro dressing and turkey and dressing all the way. Got to have cranberry sauce, the canned cranberry sauce, right? Like no real berries in there. It's got to be the ocean spray, canned stuff. All the other sides will do. I can manage with the rest. But turkey dressing, cranberry sauce, and an unlimited amount of bread rolls, that's my Thanksgiving.
You mentioned that your daughter has already, and she's what, like, four?
Just turned two, actually.
Two.
Yeah, so
So she's in on the Santa Claus.
That's new. It's very, very new. But we're working it in there.
So what are the top five? You said you've got the list already. What is the top five movies that you are surefire, no doubt about it, you are watching for Christmas? And I will ask you as a second portion of that question, your thoughts on Hallmark Christmas movies. Is that a big deal in the Stewart household?
Well, if my mother-in-law is listening, then yes, Hallmark movies are my absolute favorite. As far as the list goes, number one for me, It's a Wonderful Life. I'll watch that movie year-round, but around Christmas time, I got to watch it. We usually turn it on about around Christmas Eve when we start to help Santa out and help him clear his space for the area around the tree. Christmas Vacation, absolutely. Home Alone. I said my daughter has seen Santa Claus a lot this week. My wife's watched Home Alone just as much. Home Alone 2 is a classic, and the list really goes on. There's a couple there that I was somewhat new to that my wife introduced me to, and modern Christmas classics, and I'm drawing a blank right now, and I can't believe that because we watch this movie 17 times a year. But, oh, yeah, I love the holiday movies. Sadly, you know, the older you get, you don't get as much time to watch them, so I'm really trying to focus this year and spend some quality time actually sitting down and watching some good Christmas movies, Joe.
All right. Well, you've incorrectly answered the question, dressing versus stuffing. I'll let that slide.
Oh, second, from an Ohio State fan. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Well, hey, listen, I could not help but notice that I think it was Tuesday you had a – your scarlet and gray on for the Tuesday newscast. So I made sure to point that out to you. I really appreciate it. You standing in solidarity with us as we go through a Michigan University program that is we all have found out has been cheating for the last few years. So we appreciate that. All right. So I'll ask you this one as well then. You can only choose one, Home Alone or Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 is great. I think it wouldn't be Home Alone 2, though, without that first one. You got to know the storyline, or you just won't quite appreciate that second one. And that first one just hits, Joe. It hits a lot harder, I mean, from front to back. So we grew up with both of them, had them both on VHS, on deck all the time. Home Alone 1, without a doubt.
All right, I can live with that. That's okay. All right, 5:45 here, Tanner. We'll get you out on this. You're going to the Florida State game tomorrow. You've got the will there be any tears shed as Jameis Winston's jersey gets retired and the 10-year anniversary of the 2013 National Championship team is celebrated?
That's debatable. I don't know. I can't say no to that because that was a special time. I remember going back, that just been 10 years, and I remember sitting down watching that first game against Pittsburgh,
yep.
And it was a freshman quarterback, and it was like, you know, who knows? He's a big prospect, but you never know. And, I mean, sure enough, you know, you say what you will about Jameis Winston, the guy absolutely lit it up game after game after game. One loss, a bad loss, but one loss in college. And, hey, one of the first teams, along with the Buckeyes, to make the college football playoff, and maybe we're due for a 10-year reunion with that playoff. And we can get both of them back in there.
I think, that sounds really good. And if Ohio State and Florida State get the Sugar Bowl matchup, I'm thinking a tandem assignment. We let our respective media outlets let us go cover the game over there. So that's what I.
Without a doubt, Joe. Without a doubt, get the ball rolling on that. I'm in.
All right. Tanner, we'll let you go. Stay safe. Head into Tallahassee and back. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, Joe. See you later.
All right. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Always appreciate his time with us there. It's a lot of fun. 5:46, keeping us safe on the roads. We'll find out if any new accidents have popped up here. Austin?
Well, Joe, I hate to say it, but we have seen a spike in
hiccups here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. I jotted some down, actually. So if you're heading southbound on New Warrington Road, where it merges into Navy Boulevard, you're going to experience some backups there that has more recently developed. Also, I touched on this right before our little sit-down with Tanner began. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Hillview Drive, there is an accident that was reported there that is currently causing some backups. Also, on Pine Forest Road, we have been touching on this one consistently. Traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and 9 Mile Road, that is heavily congested. And lastly, this is another one that we're seeing. It's newer. In Santa Rosa County, if you are in the Pace area on Caroline Street, heading eastbound towards East Spencer Field Road, or if you are on East Spencer Field Road heading southbound towards Caroline, that area is completely backed up at the moment.
The weather looks nice this weekend with the rain chances finally out of the forecast for a little bit. We'll have nothing but sunshine for Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures in the 50s and 40s, a little bit chilly. If you're looking for that next chance for rain, it arrives late Monday, but especially on Tuesday of next week. And Tuesday, by the way, could feature a chance for some severe weather as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 72 right now, 59 for the overnight low with partly cloudy skies. Yeah, the answer is stuffing, by the way.
I agree.
It is stuffing.
I had to bite my tongue so hard, Joe. I need it. I'm sweating in here.
the answer is stuffing, and it's Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2, just a better movie. Now, I mean, I can agree to a point and understand that, you know, you don't have the second without the first one, but
yeah.
I just think that Home Alone 2, Lost in New York is just a better movie. So if it was my preference, I would have to go with Home Alone 2 there. I do think it is very nice, though, and it is my most sacred Christmas tradition of watching the network broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
I will only watch it one time. I will not watch it on.
That.
Yeah. So the NBC broadcast on Christmas Eve. And I was just telling my wife today, I was like, I am so excited to have a Thanksgiving day where it's going to be crisp next week. And to have my, which will at that point be almost 9 month old daughter, to be able to snuggle with and just have a nightly viewing of the Santa Claus or Jingle All the Way, Home Alone 1 and 2, whatever the Christmas movie is, man, this is going to be such a wonderful Christmas season for me.
It's the most wonderful time of the year for a reason.
And what makes it even more so, there is a specific starting point.
Ah, yes, all is right with the world, or
Joe's
at least.
5:50, we'll take a quick break, come back with some of the lighter stuff. Texter Andrew asks every year, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yeah, we'll have to get Tanner's thoughts on that. I already know what the answer is. So we'll save that for Tanner for next week. That's a good suggestion there. 5:50, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for The Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
The holidays are coming, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is ready to take your pre-orders for Thanksgiving. They'll offer pre-order party trays, smoked prime rib, and smoked turkeys, dessert, and holiday trays all ready to go. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find the best steak cuts to exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, and so much more. Costello's has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. So stop into Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli today for your holiday orders, and don't forget, it's a great place to meet up and wine all you want.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pensacola right now, it's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If we didn't talk for 6 minutes, could we just play this? Or I don't think it's a 6 minute song, but
no, it's not. Well, that clip wasn't 6 minutes either.
Yeah, 5:54 News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you here, rounding out hour number two. Final check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, so touching a little bit more on what we were talking about in our last traffic update, if you are heading southbound on New Warrington Road, there was a traffic accident reported there, particularly where it merges onto Navy Boulevard. If you are in that area, expect some backups there. Same can be said about if you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Hillview Drive. If you are in that area, there was an accident reported there as well that is causing some further congestion on Pine Forest Road, particularly at this point, traveling southbound from 9 Mile Road. It's pretty backed up at the moment. And we're still dealing with some from a previously reported accident where Caroline Street meets East Spencer Field. The congestion is still there, but it has seemingly lessened just a tad.
The weather looks nice this weekend with the rain chances finally out of the forecast for a little bit. We'll have nothing but sunshine for Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the lower 70s to upper 60s and low temperatures in the 50s and 40s, a little bit chilly. If you're looking for that next chance for rain, it arrives late Monday, but especially on Tuesday of next week. And Tuesday, by the way, could feature a chance for some severe weather as well. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Very good. Right now, 72, overnight lows 59 tonight, and again, plenty of sunshine over the weekend, so looking forward to that. Big news in the sports world today, Joe Burrow, the Bengals quarterback, done for the season. The Ravens beat the Bengals last night, and Burrow suffered a torn ligament in his right wrist. So the team announced that today. Also, iPhone and Android users rejoice, maybe. Apple announcing plans to finally bring iMessage features to Android. The company will add features including read receipts, typing indicators, and better support for group chats. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting there. I didn't think that was ever going to happen.
No.
Looking at some wacky stories today, a car thief in Wisconsin got the runs in more ways than one this week.
Oh, my goodness.
Wednesday, there was a police chase, and the cops were pursuing a stolen car. The car eventually lost control and crashed. The four suspects inside made a run for it. At least two of them started running through a golf course. One of them ducked into a porta potty. A quick-thinking golfer saw the fugitive go into the porta potty, took matters into his own hands by pushing it over.
Oh, wow.
And the plan to trap the guy worked. Police have now caught at least two of those thieves, the stinky one as well as one other one.
So. Yeah, that's disgusting. A teacher has been fired from a Colorado school for allegedly showing her second grade students video of school shootings as punishment. The teacher allegedly showed the kids at Parker Core Knowledge School, southeast of Denver, news video from the Uvalde and Nashville school shootings after they talked during a practice lockdown drill. The teacher was fired on Tuesday, 24 hours after the incident. I could see that being a necessary lesson, a sobering one, not for second graders.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by the necessary lesson? You mean
if kids are like, if like high schoolers are acting up, they're like, listen, you need to see what can happen. It sucks, but this is realistic.
Okay,
second grade students, they're kids, yeah, you know, like literally.
Well, I think there's there are better ways for sure to discipline students who aren't following instructions. You know, at first I thought it was I don't know. I don't know how graphic the news reports got on that.
Yeah, but, that's true.
Looking at some good news today. Two college kids in Oklahoma named Sean and Chance have been living in a retirement home instead of the dorms. They're both studying music, and in exchange for doing regular performances, they get to stay rent-free and play shows for residents. University of Tulsa launched that program last year. That's very cool. Looking at your movie preview, The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, made about $6 million from Thursday previews. It's in line to get around 45 to 60 million in the first weekend in theaters. Also, the scary movie Thanksgiving out this weekend as well. You big scary movie guy? I don't think I've asked you. You are.
Big
okay.
horror movie guy.
Mm-hmm. Not me.
That's like roller coasters to me. Like people say, oh, it's scary, but in a good way.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Not for me. No, thank you. 5:59, hour number two in the books. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.